Hello and welcome back to When the Kids Go Down. I started recording earlier and then I was re-listening to it 'cause I didn't remember what I said because I cut it off because my son came in with a emergency. He had to go to the bathroom. And so we went to the bathroom and then he asked if we can get Chick-fil-A breakfast and we were like cutting it. So I tried to make it. I literally got there at It was like one of what was it? It was like a Big Daddy moment where I got there at the time they cut off and I was in line. And then by the time that I got up there, it was like a literally a minute passed and they're like, no, sorry, like breakfast is over. And I just instantly remembered Big Daddy, but I didn't go berserk and yell at anyone. I just ordered like a regular sandwich. So, which sucks though, because he really, well, I don't know if. Maybe he wanted. He ate the sandwich. He liked the sandwich, but I really like their biscuits. And I actually bake. I use flour a lot, and so we ran out recently. And all I have been thinking about is making our own biscuit, like our own drop biscuits. And I haven't because my space hasn't felt very clean. I feel like I talk about this all the time because I'm constantly cleaning and. Then we're making a mess, and then I'm cleaning, making a mess, or whatever. But it was the house is actually like not bad. It's just the floors, you know, like kids and their snacks and berries and grapes and popsicles. So sticky. And then yogurt. We eat a lot of yogurt, and yogurt gets everywhere. So where am I going with this? Space clean. I didn't go berserk. We ate sandwiches. Hello, my brain's not on. Shit. Yeah, I haven't made the biscuits yet, but I plan to as soon as I clean up. And yeah, because I really have been craving these biscuits and they're delicious. Anyways, I used to make them with like Kodiak cake mix because it was like easy because it has the leveling. Oh my God. Like the leveling, is that what it's called? Powder in it already? Like or powders. It has baking soda and baking powder in it already, so you don't have to worry about that. But I don't know. I just sometimes I get them confused and then it tastes like soda, like it tastes like acidic and it hurt, you know, whatever. Or I get tablespoons and teaspoons mixed up. So I guess if I just paid more attention, I wouldn't have this issue. But anyways, I've been craving biscuits and so I didn't make it. And then we came back and it was just like trying to get things done or whatever. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to put any pressure on it. I'm just going to record when I, instead of like getting upset of like, shit, I wanted to record it this time or I wanted this episode out by now. It just, I didn't play my cards right. Or I just, you know, it's on like, it's always on you, you know? Like if something doesn't work out that you wanted to, like a lot of the times, some things are out of your control. This was in my control. I could have recorded earlier this week. There was one day where they both took a nap together. And well, it was like during daylight savings. So, you know, our time has been kind of thrown off and they took a nap together. And I chose to like take care of myself and read a book instead. And so that's what I did. And that's on me. That's on me. Like it's not a big deal. And so like that's what I'm just giving myself like a lot more grace these days because this is just like the time that I'm in. Like I would like to be more structured, I guess, in the episodes of when I'm releasing, but I choose not to have childcare. So I have to do it when they're asleep or when they're asleep or when they're running around and it's harder. And I just have to make some more time like when they're asleep. To structure out these episodes and figure out like what it is I want to talk about and get an outline. And that again, it's on me. So anyways, here we are starting over again. I wanted to talk about like what I was reading this week. I think, okay, so last week there was no episode. It was my kiddo got sick and then we had a birthday, my little one's first birthday. So I just took some time that week to like focus on my family. And then here we are again. So I since then have read First Time Caller. And I have been wanting to read First Time Caller because it's not based. It's what do you say? Inspired by Sleepless in Seattle. So our FMC Lucy is a single mom. I believe she's like 29, 30, and her 13-year-old daughter calls into this late night talk radio show that's about like relationships and romance and advice and whatever. And the show's kind of like dwindling, and it's hosted by our MMC, which is our male main character. FMC is female main character. MMC is male main character, if you're not like caught up on book term nonology terminology. So he's like a grumpy sunshine, and she calls in basically saying like she thinks her mom is sad and she's single and like wants advice or wants him to talk to her to get her back on the dating scene. And so, you know, that's like a cutesy little thing that happens. She ends up kind of indulging more on the show and personality shines through. And it's like the first call that the talk show has had in a long time that's like piqued interest. And so it goes viral. And then, you know, that's where our story kind of begins. So our FMC, I've already said her name is Lucy, and our MMC, his name is Aiden. And then they kind of have like chemistry. She gets invited to be on air more, and they do this whole series on her dating life, and then things progress like from there. So our FMC, sorry, our MMC, our main Aiden is the radio host of the I think it's called Heartstrings. And so this is like the first book of the Heartstrings installment. I think that there's going to be like other characters or other characters that were mentioned in this first book are going to be like spin-offed in the upcoming books. I believe it's going to be a series of three, but I'm not, don't quote me on that. But I really enjoyed it. And I knew I was going to enjoy it because of the radio aspect. I've said this before, but I took broadcast in high school and I am a podcast girl. I like podcasts. I like talk show, or sorry, I like talk radio a lot. And so I knew I was going to like it for that aspect. It takes place in Baltimore. Don't really know why that's very significant. I just, because maybe I, because of this whole Sleepless in Seattle thing, I wanted to say that it's not Seattle, it's Baltimore. It's cute. I liked it. I don't know. It did kind of like, it started off real hot and heavy, and it was very like, I was like, I've never read a romance, and so I didn't know what to expect. And I was like very weary going in of like, am I gonna like this? And that for that reason, I didn't purchase it. I waited for my audio book hours to renew on Spotify so that I could listen to it with my Spotify hours that I get from just having my Spotify premium account. And see if it was something that I was like interested in, which I, even if I wasn't, like I've read the, tw like, okay, so I bought Twisted Love. It's part of the Twisted series, and I hated it. I bought it at Target, hated it, and took it back. And then I just got one of the Throne of Glass books I didn't have yet because I don't know why I don't buy the entire box set, because maybe I'll save like 10 bucks, but I just buy them as I read them. And so I just grabbed another Throne of Glass that was going to be my next one or whatever. Because I hated that. And that was like my first like glimpse of the romance scene. And I hated it. And so like I was a little like, you know, I like I said, I read dark romance before, but that's like a little different, you know? And so I just didn't know how I was going to enjoy it. And my last interaction with the romance scene was not favorable. So I waited for the audio credits to renew. I started listening to it and I was enjoying it a lot. And then I kind of wish that I had it or have it on Audible so that I can like re-listen to it when I want to, which I may end up just doing. I do want the copy physically as well, but it's just sold out every time that I try to like look for it in person. It'll like it I Ryan went to the store the other day and I was like, "Can you check if it's there?" And then I checked on my phone and it said only available to ship. To ship, sorry. And then I also read A Ninth House, and I'll get into that later. So I was looking for the next one, which is Hellbent. Oh, sorry, I burp a lot. That one wasn't there either. So the next like 2 days later, I'm like, oh, I wonder if it's there yet. And it was. And they had like so they had like two copies and then it was gone again. And so I tried looking around to see the little tag of first time caller to see like, okay, this is where it's at. Like, 'cause sometimes with like Book Talk books or Book Talk romance or Valentine's Day, like special, they're gonna be like different end caps. Like, for instance, I also just picked up Funny Story, which is another romance novel. And it was at like a end cap by the children's books. And so I was like, okay, that's weird, but whatever. So I was like looking forever and then I checked my phone and it's out of stock again. So I was like, okay, cool. So I guess I'll just be checking my phone. I don't know when they get deliveries on books, but I want it. I want the physical copy. I saw someone had a sprayed edges. I don't know how they got that because it was like the cover is Lucy and Aiden and the sprayed edge was Lucy and Aiden, like one on top, one on the bottom, like flip-flopped, like a reflective thing, you know? I don't know how they did that. Or if it was real, I don't know. But I want this book. It's cute, like it's like pink or whatever. And yeah, and so I think I rated it 4 stars. It fell flat at the end. It just kind of like dwindled down. And there was supposed to be like in most rom-com books, movies. I don't have much experience with rom-com books, but in like movies, like oh, what is that movie? With what is her fucking name? Friends with Benefits? Is that the I think it's called Friends with Benefits. It's one of my favorites. It Mia. Oh my God, she's in That 70s Show. She's Ukrainian. Are you fucking kidding me? I know it has the NSYNC guy in it, Justin Timberlake. And Green Eyes. Oh my God, what is her name? Shit. How is this actually happening to me? Because I have children who eat my brain power. Mila Kunis. I just asked Google. And first of all, Google gave me the name of her character, not her name. And then I had to ask about That 70s Show. I was thinking of Mia Djokovic, which is why I said Mia. Mila is the correct name, obviously. Okay, so anyways, in Friends with Benefits, there's like, they're friends, and then there's conflict, there's weird chemistry and stuff, and then there's fights, and then they break up, and then they come back together, and it's this big, huge, like, winning back. And so that there's a win back that's supposed to happen in the book I'm talking about. Oh my God. First time caller. And it just fell flat. Like it just wasn't as it was missing something, you know? It just wasn't as epic as I would have hoped. Epic feels like a weird word to say, but that's all I can think about. So yeah, it was cute. But I just wish that there was a little bit more of like, I wanted to like bite my lip at the end and like giggle, but it was just like, okay, well, that's how it ended. So, anyways, I still did 4 stars because I liked the radio aspect of it and I found a lot of enjoyment in reading it and it was a lot of fun and I was not annoyed by the characters. I wasn't felt like I was pressured into liking them and there was not one mention of Lucy's body, like figure, weight, anything like that. So that was very refreshing. especially for like a romance, I would assume, based on just like the romantices I've read. And yeah, I mean, I don't, I'm, I, yeah, I don't know what else to say. The grumpy sunshineness was very authentic. It wasn't like he was a dick and you're supposed to like him, even though like there was clearly some red signs. Like he just like he, there was, and he was the thing that made it better was that he wasn't made off to be like this grumpy sunshine, but like, oh my God, like that's so hot. It was just like he was self-aware, you know? Like he knew that he was emotionally immature and stated it, of it rather than like you're just supposed to be attracted to this toxic man, because that's what it was like in Twisted Love for me, was that he had like very toxic characteristics and you're just supposed to be like, but he's so hot. Like, no, I'm sorry, but like be a better person. So be a better character. Anyways, I rated it 4 stars and I enjoyed it. And then I also read Ninth House, which I really, really enjoyed. Ninth House is fantasy, it's witchy, it's dark academia. It's so cool. It has, so I guess it's been out for since like 2019 or 12. I don't know, something around that time. I want to say, oh, sorry, 19. I've been drinking a lot of Spindrift. I am typically drinking a LaCroix. And so I'm very burpy. So I apologize for all my burps. But anyways, Ninth House. Yeah, so it's in Yale, right? It's based in Yale, the university. And there's like underground magic, witchy stuff going on, and it's super fucking cool. Our main character's name is Galaxy, and she goes by Alex, which so relatable. First of all, to be your parents to give you like this name. Her mom is such Pisces Gemini energy, which I love, just very whimsy, and named her daughter Galaxy, which is our main character, goes by Alex. And as someone who was named like six names. No, I think I have two first names, a middle name. No, sorry. Two first names, a middle name, two last names. And they're all like 18 characters long. And I go by A-R-I-R-E, or sometimes I just write R-E, like the letters, and that's my name. I get it how funny it is to like, I don't know, just create this like call me this instead, and then it feels like you have an entirely new identity. But then coming back to, I'm not going to spoil anything, but there is one part where she says, like, my name is, I don't know if she says my name's fucking Galaxy or like something, or I don't know. I think that's what she says. I think she says my name's fucking Galaxy. And I don't know. I got a little bit of a chill when she said that, because that's how I feel with some people, you know, where I'm like, my name's Ariana. Like, shut the fuck up. I don't know. I can't really explain it other than that. It's like my Christian name, but my name that it's either like a curse or a privilege to be called. Anyways, there's a lot going on. Galaxy or Alex can see what they call greys, which is the dead among us, you know, ghost. And she's essentially like selected to go to Yale because of this, because of all the underground stuff and secret society stuff that they have going on. So it's like she's on some kind of witchy scholarship, and there's these quests that they go on. There's like rituals and like satanic parties, and it's just so cool. And she's like, she's cool in a way that you're again not forcefully have to be like, you know, she's just like, she's just that girl that like it, she, there's no like, no one is selling you on how different she is. She's actually kind of hates it, which makes you love her, because again, it's about being self-aware. And a lot of like, it's mystery, there's a lot going on underneath the scenes that she kind of like figures out. there's a lot that has to do with like chosen people, as far as like the people who go to Yale and have the money and are in these like elite clubs and parties, and the prep kids who, go there because they have money, and just the people, the town people who are in this town that has money, but only for the university, essentially, and the conflict within that. And it's just a beautiful book. And it ends on such a cool note. I cannot wait to start Hellbent, but I'm also giving it a little bit of a break because I am still waiting on my sister to finish Iron Flame so that we can read Onyx Storm together. And I wanted another break between that. And so that's why I read First Time Caller. And then she was also still not done. And so I was like, well, I'm going to start something else. And so I started to read Ninth House, and now I am trying to dip my toe in, tip my toe, my tip. I'm trying to dip my tip in to funny story, to romance, sorry. And so I was talking with a book talk girl, and she said that I think her name's Abby Reads a Lot. Shout out to Abby. And she was saying that she has like a few recommendations that are like even better than First Time Caller, and so that she's read. And so Funny Story was one of them, and Funny Story kept popping up for me, and it's been in the back of my mind. And so I was like, I'm gonna grab this one, and I did. And so I'm excited to like pick that up. It's pretty small. I don't know, I would say like maybe 300 pages, so I think that'll be a fast read. I skimmed it a little in the car, and it looks cute. I also have the Hacienda, which I want to read, but that one I feel like I'm a big mood reader. I'm a big, what's that? I'm gonna pick it up right now, sold on it because you told me about it and I'm gonna read it type of girl. But I usually do a very, very spooky TBR for October. I don't know if it's just like fall vibes that like put me into maybe like the mood and the TBR, just like that is when the trains, pass each other and match up, like fourth grade math. And so I was just like, I always have like a very moody fall spooky TBR that gets done without fail. And so I'm thinking about leaving. I'm not like itching to read it. So because I'm already can't wait to read Hellbent, I think I'm gonna leave the Hacienda for fall time, for October. And so I'll probably, it's only like 400 pages, and so I think I'll probably read that one in November. And plus, it's like November is Hispanic, it's this November is Hispanic Heritage Month, right? I mean, right? Hold on. All right, so my Google said September 15th to October 15th. I knew it wasn't like a month, but it was like in that September, October, November. Oh, so maybe I'm just thinking of like Dia de los Muertos and stuff. Yeah, okay. Anyways, I think I'm okay. So I'll read it at the start of fall. I'll start my fall off with a spooky Hispanic. And I also have like quite a bit of like Mexican Gothics on my list. There was another one. Actually, why don't I just, I think I have a screenshot because I had finished a book, and so I was going through Audible, and I was like listening to a bunch of samples of other books that were related to this. And so I screenshotted them and saved them as like some that I wanted to get into. Here they are. Okay, so we have the Hacienda, Vampires of El Norte, Piñata, and The Haunting of Alejandra. The Haunting of Alejandra, I feel like, is going to be a hard one because I read that it has like, she's like a, I don't think she's a new mom. I think she has small children and she has marital issues, and it starts off with a trigger warning, suicide ideation. So I think that one, I struggled. Always getting deep randomly. But, anyways. Struggled with suicide ideation on and off throughout the years. And yeah, I don't know how much I want to get into that. So I think that one is going to be, I'm in a very, very good headspace right now and have been for a long time, and I feel very, very confident and content in my home life, in my inner world, in my mindset. And so maybe this is a good time. And so I look forward to it, but I don't think it's going to be easy to read. But I'm going to put that one on the September to October, my Hispanic Heritage Month read. I actually think that's going to be like a maybe I'll start a little series and do it like that, because that seems like it's going to be really fun to do. And I also didn't know the author of Ninth House is the same author as Six of Crows. When I finished Ninth House, I went to put it on my shelf, and I had started reading Six of Crows, and then I put it down because I believe that I was also, I don't know what else I was reading, but I was reading I may have been reading Throne of Glass still. I'm like 5 books into Throne of Glass, and so I need to jump back in. I just took like a really long break because I don't want it to be over yet. And so I feel like I started to read Six of Crows, but it was like it just overwhelming because it's a whole like different universe, you know? And so I don't know. I just had to like give it. Like, I think that's why it was easy to read Ninth House in between Iron Flame and Onyx Storm, because it is fantasy, but it still feels like very relatable still because it's Earth and Yale, you know, and not a whole, it's not Bisguith. Like, it's not a whole different universe or whatever. So I also have to read Dune 2. And Dune 3, so that I can watch Dune, because I have not watched Dune in totality. I haven't finished it because I know that the first Dune one is the first 3 books, and I've only read the first book. So I need to start like finishing my fantasies. I mean, my finishing my fantasies. I need to finish my fantasy books. I finish my fantasies. So that's where I'm at with books, and then. Yeah, I don't. What else are we going to talk about? I don't know. I haven't been. I had a trail mix. Sorry, I made some trail mix and it's gone. This is why I can't have trail mix. I got it like yesterday and I ate the entire bag already. It was pepitas and like cashews, almonds, cranberries, and dark chocolate chippy chunks, chips. And they're gone. It's all gone. So I don't really know what else I've been eating. Not much. I have to clean my house. I ran out of dish pods, and that sucked because I had to start doing them by hand. And then I have vinyl white countertops, and I don't typically buy bleach. Like when I mop my floors, I use essential oils, a little bit of dish soap, and vinegar. And it doesn't smell like vinegar. You gotta put the essential oils in there, and it will not smell like vinegar. And it cleans your floors, but and disinfects them. But I fear that I have to keep bleach in the house because these white fucking vinyl countertops get like I can't. I have spirulina smeared all over them right now because and also like in Ninth House, spirulina. I was listening to it while reading, and it was pronounced differently. Like, I don't know, spirulina. I don't know. But anyways, it's smeared all over my fucking countertops, and now my countertops blue in places, and it just does not come off. It's like absorbed, and I have to keep bleach in the house so that I can take it off. So I got bleach. Don't enjoy using it. My parents overused bleach growing up, which is probably why I have no brain, as well as it being eaten alive by these little critters in my life right now. I did buy a new type of espresso for my mocha pot. I'm kind of experimenting with like what coffee to use for it, and I'm also looking for coffee. I have a coffee grinder, but it's like just a one of those push down ones. You know, it's not like it's a co it's made for coffee, but it's made for like coffee and spices. And so like that's chill and all, but not it's not uniform. So like when I push it down to grind the beans, not all of them are going to be the same size, which affects your coffee. So I think I'm gonna get like one of those hand spinning coffee grinders and do that. But before I do that, I'm just trying out some like pre-ground espresso mocha pot specific roast. And I did find one. It's called Mocha Oro, gold. It's an Italian espresso. Everything is in Italian. I don't even think there's any fucking English on it. And I, except for the, I don't even know, mocha's not English. But I got it. And I put a little bit of brown sugar in my coffee. Sometimes I put honey, but like with the espresso, I just felt like it was a brown sugar moment. So I put some brown sugar in there, put the espresso, sorry, all oat milk. Delicious. One of the best cups of coffee I've had in a really fucking long time. Oh my God. And it tastes like I can taste all the notes. I was like, this is fucking caramel in it. Read it, caramel. I was like, this is clove in it. Read it, clove. It just, you taste everything. And it was good. I don't know what else to say. It was one of the best coffee I've ever had. And I was skeptical because when it came in the mail, first of all, this fucking, I don't know who's working for Amazon or UPS or whatever, but they just like throw shit at me in the morning. Like it's like the paper boy back in 1950, just throwing shit at your house. They just reverted back. So this shit comes at the door and it's like fucking hauling ass to me. But it was in a bag, like one of the sustainable fucking cardboard bags that you rip open and get cardboard everywhere. I ripped it open. I might even, is my mic on? Yeah, okay. Wish it wasn't. Just kidding. So I open it and it's like vacuum sealed bag of espresso and it's like kind of crusty looking, like the bag is kind of dusty and it's like super tight vacuum sealed and like beat up looking and it's all in Italian and I'm just like fingers crossed. Like I don't know. It looks like I either found it at fucking the best. I was gonna say something. Looks like I found it at like the best fucking Italian hole in the wall shop ever, or some like old Italian woman gave it to me, or it looks like I found it at fucking Marshall's. Like there was no in between. So it was the Italian grandma rated X. Just kidding. No, it was really good. Really, really good. So loved that. Loving that. Almost out of it because it was tiny as fuck. It was $10. And I was like, all right. Like, I literally got it because it was $10. It was like $1 less than the other kind of coffee I was getting. And I was like, fuck it, I'll try it. $1 less. I'm saving money. It was tinier. So I should probably have read the ounces or whatever. But I love it. And I'm worried that I'm gonna try to order it again and it's gonna be like, oh, it's off. It's off. We don't know what you're talking about. You've never ordered. You know how you do that? You like order something and you go to reorder it and then they're like, this product does not fucking 404. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? We've never sold that shit in our life. So I'm really hoping that doesn't happen because I'm about to bulk buy this fucking thing. And then I wanna try a different coffee and see what the fuck is up because I'm liking the mocha pot. I'm liking it. You want to try a different coffee? You should try a mocha pot. Anyways, Chick-fil-A, don't be talking to me, man. We got beef. I don't clear that notification. I don't want to see you on my screen. All right. Also, tonight, tomorrow night, I mean, we got a new moon, a lunar eclipse in K. Virgo, Virgo. Oh, also, did you guys grow up Hispanic? Because there was this show called what? Doce Corazones, 12 Hearts, and it was like the zodiac signs, and then there'd be boys on one side and girls on the other, and there'd be like 12 each. And they would all play games and like 12 each because it would be like a Scorpio and it would be a dude. And then they'd be like, a Scorpio for the girl, whatever. And they played these games. And then like the ones who didn't, I don't know how they got kicked off because, oh, wait, no. My bad. There was one girl. It would be like one girl or one boy, right? So say if this was a girl, okay, the girl was her turn, and she was like, I don't know, a Leo. Then the 12 dudes, the contestants, would be one for each of the zodiac, and then they would play games, and then she would get icked out and then kick everyone out except for like the one who was like the most impressive, and then whatever his zodiac is sign, and then they would win, and then they would like win a date, and then they would show them at the date or whatever. Fucking the host, a little annoying, but also funny as fuck. Kind of like didn't give a fuck that like who won, you know? She also kind of flirted low key with all the dudes. Even if he was like the one who was picking the girls, it was really funny because like I don't think she really fucking cared about the show. I think she just wanted to be on TV, which is really funny. Anyways, why the fuck am I talking about this? Oh, because the new moon? Because I guess. Anyways, you know what? That was a whole random. I don't even want to. Who knows? I was just thinking about that show. Anyways, total lunar eclipse in Virgo coming up. Virgo is all about cleansing. Tidying, refreshing, getting your shit organized, set up, ready to go, analyzed. What does Alabama Barker say? Bada bing, bada boom. Bada bing, bada boom. It's like fresh. Did y'all hear that new diss track? She literally fucking said that. She like did her whole fucking line and said, bada bing, bada boom. Anyways. I had to pause the episode there and then I just re-listened and I sound like someone's fucking babushka when I said that. All right, new moon. Little drink break. Let's get into it because I don't know how much longer I'll have before the kiddos wake up. And yeah. All right, so let's see. How is your sign? First of all, I think you're supposed to like check where Vir I keep trying to say Virgo. Check where Virgo is in your fucking chart. Just go to like Google search astrological chart. It's good to see the wheel, but if you don't understand the wheel, then the layouts of like what house it is in and stuff is nice. I don't know too, I don't want to give you like wrong information. So I'm just gonna go based off sun signs and see where you may be affected. And also, this is not like a moon to like manifest in. This is a moon to do cleansing rituals in because it's very, very powerful because of our lunar eclipse also happening in the full moon. So not a time for manifestation, especially with it being in Virgo. It's about like renewal. And so it's just not the time for that. It's simply just not the time. I got up to look for a fucking, oh, I wanted a potato chip. I'm not gonna eat potato chip while I'm recording. All right, let's just talk about this. So, how the fuck? Sorry, hold on, I messed up. Oh, okay. The hamburger button. That's what it's called, by the way. The hamburger. Typically the little three lines on the side up top. It's called a hamburger when you're on the interweb. Okay. All right, so it's on Friday. Let's go into a little bit of a look on how it's going to affect each of our, and yes, I fucking had this searched up, okay? Give me 1 minute. Hold on. Relax. Okay. We're starting with Aries, March 21st through April 19th. Those are really, that's when you're born. focus on health and daily routines. Lesson. Slow down and prioritize self-care. Your energy isn't limitless. Sorry. Ritual. Create a morning routine with mindful journaling. So that may be something that you were looking to start with this new cleansing energy. Maybe like starting that Friday morning or Saturday morning. Yes, you can start things Saturday morning. Imagine that. So the time is nothing. So if you want to start a new routine, 3 a.m. on a Wednesday. You can, because time means nothing. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th. Focus on creativity and self-expression. Your lesson will be in letting go of the need for perfection and creative projects, a ritual to do something creative without judgment, paint, write, or dance, and just let yourself do it. Don't fucking critique yourself. Don't make it perfect. Just do it. Doesn't have to be for anyone. It could go directly in the trash. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th. Focus on your home and family. Lessons may be in clearing emotional clutter, setting boundaries with loved ones, ritual to get into, clean or rearrange your room, lighting candles for fresh energy, saging, getting ready for a, with the Gemini, we're getting like a fresher start. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd. Focus on communication and learning. Your lesson will be in speaking your truth clearly and stop overthinking. Ritual will be like writing a letter to release unspoken words and burning it after. Leo, the kids woke up and they don't want their noise machine off, so we're going to test if you can even hear it. Okay, I'm not picking it up, but we'll see. I have a little fuzzy on my mic, so hopefully it doesn't pick up any sound, except for me. Leo, focus will be on finance and self-worth, lessons in releasing of scarcity mindset. Oh my God, that's so fucking funny. I've literally been doing like works on that. I've been doing a lot of shadow work on my scarcity mindset. And well, I guess it's not shadow work anymore if I just told you about it. Well, it is. Okay. And organizing your money by color. Just kidding. Ritual, go through your budget and set new financial goals. I don't want to do that, but I will. Virgo, August 23rd through 22nd. Focus will be on Beck. That's not nice, dude. Sorry, buddy. Focus will be on self-image and personal growth, lesson in letting go of self-criticism and embracing authenticity. Ritual, write affirmation celebrating your strengths. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd. Focus will be on rest and inner healing, lessons in prioritizing solitude and listening to your intuition. Ritual, take a salt bath or meditate with soft music. I like that for you. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st, focus will be on friendships and community, lessons in reevaluate who deserves your energy. Please, Scorpio. Scorpios, I feel like, are constantly learning on giving away the correct amount and to the correct people of their energy. Lighting a candle, oh, sorry, your ritual will be to light a candle and visualize releasing toxic connections. Unless it's me. Just kidding. I'm not toxic. Not to you, anyway, Scorpio, which is my brother and my sister-in-law. Please don't cut me out. So the children just woke up and now they're in their bedroom playing. And it's just so funny how they can go from like dead ass asleep to being grumpy from waking up to full blast playing music in the room, babbling and like building blocks. It's so funny. It's like 180, 180, 180. Oh. Hello? Oh my God, sorry, my recording had to cut off. Okay, we left off on Scorpio, and so now we're on Sagittarius. I'm gonna rapid speed because my baby is wanting me. Okay, focus will be on career and reputation, lessons in letting go of old career goals that no longer fit. Ritual, make a vision board for your next chapter. Capricorn, focus will be on beliefs and long-term vision. Torm, lessons in releasing limiting beliefs and embracing change. Ritual, journal about what freedom means to you. Aquarius, focus will be on intimacy and transformation. Lessons in vulnerability and strength, opening up to deeper connections. Ritual, practice mirror work, speaking loving affirmations to yourself, like directly into the mirror. Last but not least, we have Pisces. Okay, focus on relationship and balance. Lessons in stop sacrificing your needs for others. Ritual, write down what you need in partnerships and honor those needs. So some ideas just before we go for the for rituals to also do: declutter and cleanse, grounding meditations, herbal baths or tea. You want that out? Write and release, and some moon gazing, some very simple stuff, just meditation, cleaning, and letting go and accepting. Okay, things are getting hectic. Love you so much. Talk to you later. Gotta go. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, one last thing. Wash your sheets. Wash your sheets. New fresh bedding. Okay, and wash your face. Bye.